James Mangahig of Sierra, who I'm working with as an executive producer, had a lot to do with it as well, just with sort of arrangement and vocal production. I think when I first heard the track, Joel sent me the track and I fell in love with it straight away. And he actually wrote the hook as well, the singing parts that Jimbla sings. And so that really sort of hit home with me. And I guess the process and the story of the song is really just about tapping into the story of three generations and talking about how my father's story is really the beginning of mine. And I've been afforded opportunities because of his hard work and his sacrifices and his determination. Rise is really about, now that I've become a father recently, about 9 months ago, just that realization now that it's my turn to take everything that my father taught me and everything that my father gave me and try and give that to my son as well. That's basically, you know, my mission, and to give him even more than I had as well. That's pretty much Rise in a nutshell. And to see it out now, and it's been a long time in the making, actually. I wrote that when my partner was about 6 months pregnant, and our son, Charlie, is like 9 months now. So
yeah,
it's been a long time in the making, and it's just really awesome, Deadly, to see it out now and to see people reacting to it the same way that I feel about it personally.
Lyrically and melodically, it's a really beautifully carved song. Like, when I was listening to it, I was just like, wow. And yeah, what you say in the actual song is really easy to understand. And you talk also about coming through a time where you did self-medicate, obviously, I don't know, with alcohol or other drugs. You are very far removed from that phase in your life, and you really sort of stepping up with this responsibility of being a dad, but also the fact that you honour your father. It's a really lovely thing to see, and a really great story for young people, to, you know, younger people to see or hear as a good example of what's out there regarding music and in hip-hop.
Yeah, no, totally, and that means a lot to hear that. And I'm always just really just trying to convey, you know, and tell my story. And it's really important that I shed light on my father's story and my family's story as well. You know, that's really important to me. And that, to me, is that's what hip-hop is about. And I think I really wanted to, with this song, you know, I guess, showcase that even more and give a positive representation of our people. And especially, you know, I guess, yeah, that story of, that's not unique to me, you know, unfortunately, but going through hard times and being in a dark space where you kind of rely on, you know, whether it's alcohol or whatever it is, you know, certain vices, and being able to break through that, I guess, be strong again and have a purpose and have a focus. That's definitely what my son has given me now. And yeah, so, yeah, it's a beautiful thing just to really, like, it's one of those songs that I think I really just zoned out and really just put, it's a really personal song, and really just put my all into it. And in terms of lyrically, not really trying to complicate things, or I just wanted it to be clear and a really sort of emotive story in there, so.
And the fact that it shows respect to your father and his story and his struggle, I think it's really great, because, you know, the more, as we grow up and we, you know, really learn about respecting our parents, it's a great lesson to learn, you know, when you're sort of putting the blame out on why things aren't working out the way that they're working. You know, when you look at your parents' life and what they endured growing up, then, you know, you can sort of really see the truth about it.
Definitely. And I think, you know, I always say, and my father's always been my hero, and, you know, I've always respected him to the utmost, and he's always been my guide throughout life. And I've always just been amazed, having, for the first time that I really sat down and listened and heard his story of what he had been through and what his brothers and sisters and his parents had been through, and the fact that he was so determined, and, you know, he had certain opportunities as well that he grasped, was able to rise up and be successful. And so, yeah, definitely a role model for me, my father. And, you know, it's just so important that we do pay our respects to our elders and those that come before us So.
Yeah, and you're also paying respect to your son as well, which is all part of our story, and our future. So I want to talk to you. You're a bachelor man and you're now living in Melbourne. Do you want to just talk a bit about that experience of coming, you know, from the Northern Territory and now living on country here, in Victoria?
Because I grew up in Katherine, in Northern Territory. It's a small town. It's, you know, when I was there, it was around roughly 10,000 people. It's probably sort of, you know, around that mark still. And it was, a great experience up until a certain point. I really enjoyed it. I guess just around 14, 15, you know, I started, I guess, really wanting to know more about the world in general, but also about my family's story, because we're originally from Fraser Island and Queensland and country out that way. But yeah, I guess you could sort of say that I had a bit of a calling at around 15, 16, and I really wanted to get back to Queensland and to meet my extended family. And, you know, I didn't have the opportunity of growing up with my cousins or anything, you know, having that sort of close, I guess, family community, even though I grew up as part of the community in Katherine and I was accepted and it was a great experience. Just really wanted to get back to Queensland, and reconnect with family and reconnect on country and stuff like that. And so that's been a bit of a journey and a bit of a process. And, you know, I still haven't met all my family. I love Melbourne. Been here probably about 5 years now, I think I want to say.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a great place. Like, in terms of, you know, I lived in Northern Territory, I lived in Queensland, and I spent a little bit of time overseas as well in Canada. But in terms of Australia, like, I think Melbourne is probably one of the best places that I've lived. I've had my fair share of racist experiences and growing up in small towns and you know, being in Queensland. But yeah, I love Melbourne and starting to, you know, get sort of out there and stuff with the community now within 5 years that I've been here.